Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 44, verse 12 to Genesis 44, verse 34. Previously on Candid Camels, Zappa Joe's prank played out perfectly and he didn't even have to switch his M.O. Now let's see if Judah can tell that Joe switched his regular grain for Sanka.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Oh, we finally finished a chapter. Yay.
Yay.
Are we still talking about Jacob, though? Or was that the last one?
Joseph and Jacob?
Joseph. I don't know. I keep forgetting Zappa. What his name is. Is Zappa, Jacob, and Joseph, Israel, whatever those people's fake names are. The fake ID guy is just having a heart attack. It's like, what do you want to do? What do you want on your driver's license? Do you want it to say Zappa, or do you want it to say Joseph? Do you want it to say Israel, or do you want it to say Joseph? I mean,
I want it to say Batman. I'll always be Batman. They should be as awesome that they could even begin to call themselves Batman.
Yeah, they should be that awesome. They're not good enough to scrape Batman's Batmobile.
Yep.
Or even to clean off the mud off the wheels. That's too good. That's too good for you.
Yeah. So yeah, we're still talking with hanging with Joseph Zappa and Jacob Israel still alive and blah 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 and Judah. Begging and pleading for his little brother to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for the guy who's supposedly the descendant of Jesus, but he can't be the descendant of Jesus if he's God's son. So just keep that in mind, everybody. So the lineage should have been cut off,
details.
All right. Well, we're starting today on Genesis 45.
Yep. 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried. I want to say something else here. Because every man to go out from me. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren.
He's taking off the mask. It's like, hey, everybody, guess what? I'm not really Frank Zappa. I've ripped off the fake mask. Hey, it's your brother. You're on Candid Camera.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he cried like a wuss in front of him. It's like, yeah, this is the reason why we threw you in the pit, dude, because you are such a fucking little wine baby.
Emotional.
You're so emotional. I mean, gosh, damn. You know, the sheep trips and you go, oh, my God, the sheep tripped. It was my fucking sheep.
Although I do admit that he's an awful lot like his father.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'm going to die. All right.
45:2. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. Oh, no. A man is crying. That's not good. Men don't cry.
Dude.
And the Pharaoh is crying. Why is the Pharaoh crying? Everybody, guards, guards. My head of my house is crying. There's something wrong. Get in there. Kill those bastards.
45:3. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? I thought they just covered that.
I thought they did just cover that. He asked them like two chapters ago, is your father alive? He says, yeah, he's alive and well. I mean, well, a little time has passed since then, but why would they be back if he's, they just kind of caught him halfway, I guess, and he comes back and says, why would he ask him this? He already knows this answer.
Yeah, evidently he has trust issues, I guess.
I guess.
And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence, because evidently Joseph just stripped down all the way. I don't know, they're surprised.
He showed
reveal
He was showing the dingleberries. He was like, see, it's your bro. It's your bro. I'm your bro, man. And they were like stunned, like, dude, you've been working out. I'm just saying, wow.
Wow. Well, you know, technically, being circumcised is what sets the Hebrews apart from everybody else.
Yeah.
So maybe that was his calling card. I don't know.
Hey, I'm your brother. Nah, you're not my brother. Oh, yeah? Take a look at this. Pulled out his panties.
What?
That's, you can't have that. What?
He's got a piercing, too. Oh.
That's new.
Well,
I don't remember you having that piercing before you left. Tell us about that. Did that hurt? That looks like that hurt. That looks like that really hurt. Well, it does kind of, but I tell you, the ladies just love it. Oh, let me tell you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, really. We might have to look into that. No. No.
He had such high hopes of finishing this chapter, and I'm not sure.
I don't think we're going to make it either. 45. We're talking about dick piercings now. Nice. 45:4. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near me. Come near to me. I pray you." And they came near. And he said, "Well, of course, come near me." Oh, okay. Duh. What? No, we're going to back off. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold in Egypt."
Oh, I'm glad you specified that. I thought you meant Joseph, the carpenter.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of I'm Joseph, your brother. Okay. Well, we do have a lot of brothers. I keep losing track. I have to keep a list of who's who here. Let's see, Joseph. Joseph, there you are. Wait a minute. Didn't we we sold you, didn't we? And they had to be reminded of what they did.
Yeah.
Why did they? It's like, yeah, we know. We already know what we did, and you have to remind us? That just shows you how much of a twit you really are. I mean, it's like, and how butthurt you are. Hey, remember me? Huh. I'm the guy that I'm the little guy that you kick sand on the beach. So I'm gonna beat you up now.
45:5. "Now therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life."
To preserve life? Really? He sold them to preserve life. Yeah, he's selling them grain in a time when there's a lot of famine. But I wonder, what about the people who couldn't pay? Did he preserve their lives too?
Well, yeah. Or the people that, none of the people that were warned that probably could have... Hello, Fort Lewis. Hello, McCord. That could have benefited from that knowledge and saved their own, saved and put aside their own grain, and so they didn't have to go buy it.
Right. Yeah. He didn't save anybody's lives. He's just a con artist. He's just a con artist at this point.
Yep.
45:6. For these 2 years, now we have a timeline. Now we have a timeline. We know that the famine is supposed to last 7 years. Now we know how long it's been going on for, at least 2 years now. This would have been good information earlier in the story. For these 2 years, half the famine been in the land, and yet these are 5 years. Wait, is it 2 years or 5 years?
Oh, and yet there are five.
Oh, and yet there are five years. Okay, so there's 5 years more of it. Okay, in which there shall be neither be earing nor harvest. So, okay, so we've now he's clued them in. He's finally opened his mouth to somebody else other than the Pharaoh, saying, hey, the land is going to be barren and icky and shit for the next 5 years. Because,
nepotism.
Yeah, yeah, and because it came to me in a dream, and dreams are so reliable.
I'm only telling you guys, though. You're on the down low.
Yeah, you're on the down low. Don't tell anybody else, though. Because otherwise the people will rise up and say, hey, you've been selling us this grain and you knew about this shit? Well, fuck you. We're going to take your house.
45:7. "And God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." Because the only people that really matter are us, the special people.
The special people. You're so special. So special. Well, isn't that special?
Mm-hmm.
45:8. "So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his houses, and a ruler throughout all the land in Egypt. Okay, so now he's claiming that God, which happened to have nothing to do with this shit, is what was responsible. It's the correlation doesn't equal causation. You got there because you kissed ass until you didn't kiss the right ass, and then you got thrown into jail, and then you just happened to have a dream, and somebody mentioned you. That's not so you could get out, and then now it puts you in status where you're in charge of shit. That's not God's doing. That's your own doing and lying to make this happen. And of course, masking all these stories to make it sound like it actually fits the dream, to make it sound like it's a miracle or something.
Well, it does. The story is what a lot of Christians like to look at and say, you know, what man intended for bad, you know, evil, God can work towards good. And the fact is that Joseph, being that favorite son, you know, sometimes they can be just a real jerk, real asshole, and he kind of was. But at the same time, they also know how to suck up. They know how to play the ends. They know how to be pleasing to people. And Joseph knew how to be pleasing to
brown
people.
Maybe.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he could have been really handsome and a lot of other things going for him, you know, which had nothing to do with him or God, just with chance and genetics. And
And knowing whose ass to kiss and when.
Exactly. So I can't imagine, you know, there must have been, it wasn't just that his mom was the woman that his dad, you know, that Jacob, Israel, was actually in love with. It also had to do with how he behaved for him.
Right.
So 45:9, haste ye and go to my father.
Seven. You skipped
seven.
Out to
I'm sorry. Wait, how am I losing track so much today? I apologize.
That's okay. I caught it.
Sorry, okay, 45:7. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
So it's like, okay, God told me that this was going to, God sent me here again. It goes back to this, God sent me here so because I wanted to save your lives and this great deliverance, which he didn't. Then why didn't he just fucking come out and say, hey, brothers, hey, oh, my gosh, you're my brothers, and go get my other brother. Let him know how good I've got it now, instead of playing this fucking mind game with him. God, that makes him just such a fucking jackass. That doesn't make you, just you're not delivering anybody. You're just being a jackass and to make yourself look more important that the whole process played out. You could have just done this and instead of all that other shit. Instead of in making everybody else fucking miserable in the process.
Well, they have to make sure that they retain their special status.
Yeah, and make sure that you believe in God by putting money in your sacks.
Right. Well, but having God on your side and God preserving you gives you, gives you special. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. It gives you a special standing over everything else, and you can feel right in doing what you're doing because right. God's ordaining it.
Yeah, and justify the means.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
45:8. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. He hath made me a Pharaoh, a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his houses, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. We just fucking read. Thank you for repeating that again.
45:9. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith the son Joseph, thy son Joseph. Joseph. Sorry. God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. So,
which is kind of almost the same thing he just said. So he just repeated it a little differently.
Yep.
45:10. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Now we're in Goshen. We're not in Egypt anymore. We're in Goshen. Okay, great. Does anybody have a fucking map? Does anybody own a goddamn map in this goddamn book? Son of a bitch. I know there's no GPS, but goddamn fuck. And thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. So get your shit and come on over to my house. We're gonna shack up like in the Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies. We got cement ponds.
We got a cement pond and everything. Whoa, man. No diggity.
45:11. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. Screw everybody else. My family comes first.
Yep.
Now, I guess, you know, there's
some good values right there. There's the perfect, that's perfect values, Connie. Christians are like, well, these people anyway, they're saying, hey, you're right. It's like, yeah, oh, we're important because God said we're important. So just grab our family because that's what's important here. Just our family. We're thinking, we're being selfish.
It's almost like an ark.
Yeah. Mm. I thought God didn't like people being selfish, but I guess, you know, in this time period, he's okay with it. He's okay with people being selfish as long as it's involved just this special family. Those people who are still starving in the street, fuck them. They're not important like we are. This puts a pin in the whole, oh, the chosen people. You know, I'm putting air quotes in the air with no one being able to see them. So you can't see it, but I was doing that. where would we leave off? 12?
12, yes.
Thank you. 45:12. And behold, your eyes see. Really? I thought they were just there for decoration. And the eyes.
Perfect eyes.
He's got perfect eyes. And the eyes of my brother Benjamin. Good. I'm glad Benjamin's got eyes. Thank you for letting us know. I thought he was just like a cyclops or something. That is. That it is in. Oh, my God. That it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. What the fuck line did I just fucking read? I've got eyes.
Talking.
You've got eyes. He's got eyes. And I have a mouth. You got
you
a pretty mouth.
I'm talking to you.
You can see I'm talking to you. It was my pretty mouth. You all got.
A horse is a horse. Of course. Of course.
You
still
all,
a better story.
Yeah. You all got pretty mouths and put some pretty eyes. Put on this veil and go sit in the back in the dark and bend over.
45:13. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither.
You know, isn't this the sin of not gluttony, but that one where it's like
vanity.
Vanity, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Vanity. This is vanity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess God was like sitting back. He's like, that seems to be vanity. I better start writing these down. No vanity allowed. Yeah.
Except for me. Everybody should worship me.
Right, because I'm so vain. I'm so vain. I bet you think this book is about you. You're so vain.
Book about me.
It's a book about me, not you.
Yeah.
And 45:14, and he fell upon his brother's Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Ooh, jeez. God damn. Guys, get a room. Ooh. Hey, if you guys want to do that, just go get a room, man. Whew. I'd say this, if it was a guy and a girl, I'd say, hey, man, go get a room. Shit. You want to hang on each other, you know. If you want to, guys want to give you guys a special oath, you go or weep on each other. Go do it somewhere else, out of our sight. Damn.
45:15. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him and said, "Dude, look, it's enough with the kissing." And he cried. My shirt's all wet now.
Yeah, and if he's that's a lot of tears, man. I mean, I've had crying. I've cried. I'm a guy. I cry. People cry. But I've never cried enough where I could cry on 11 people. I don't think I have enough cry in me. By the time I got to the third person, I'd be like, you got to kick me in the nuts. I don't have enough tears. Oh, thank you. Oh, that really hurts. Now I got more tears. And then, never mind.
Well. So you missed them, even though they were shitty to him.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, my brother, I have a brother who's been shitty with me. I don't want to talk to him either, so I don't understand why he'd want to talk to him. They were really shitty at him, so I guess, you know, blood is thicker than water and all that shit. 45:16, and the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph, brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. Yeah, just bring all your brothers and sisters and all your, and everybody, and just come on down. We got lots of room.
Does everybody have to pretend that they're Egyptian or something else other than Hebrew, though?
I thought they didn't like the Hebrews.
And
when they walk, and when they get there, do they have to walk like an Egyptian? I've been saving that one.
If they're awesome. Awesome. It's awesome. 45:17.
Yeah.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lade your beasts, and go get you unto the land of Canaan.
Okay, now, all right, I kind of quick read that, and I thought it said breasts for a minute. I was like, lad your breasts. What? Do what to your boobs?
Okay, now you're going to cross-dress. You got to look like women.
Now, yeah, it looked like, right? I said, go put the veil on, get in the dark. I'm just saying.
Every good actor, comedian has to have their cross-dressing movie that they do.
Absolutely. Hey, Three Stooges did it too, so.
Yep.
45:18, and take your father and your households, and come unto me. Oh, damn, that's a lot of come. And I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Okay, so because you're my brothers, and even though you treated me like shit, I'm going to show you how much better I am than you are by giving you a piece of land that you can do with it whatever you want. And if this is a famine, what fat of the land is there going to be? I mean, really, what are they going to eat? Dirt?
Well, basically, this is like the special, you know, doomsday vault that all the rich people get to go to, I guess.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. 45:19, now thou art commanded, this do ye, take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. So go get, Pharaoh's like, Joseph, go get your dad, go get your stuff, bring them all here. It's okay with me.
Yep, it's okay with me. Just go get, and he's already said it, told him like three times already, go get your shit. What? What are you saying? Go get your shit. Go get it and come back. What do you mean? I don't understand. Go get your stuff and come back here. What part? This is why I never get along with you guys, because you guys have the intelligence of dirt. Get your shit and get back here. Wait a minute. Let me see if I got this straight. You want me to grab my kids and my stuff and just bring that here, and I got to go back? No. You get to come with it. I get to come with. Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Should I bring all my stuff, though?
Do I need to bring my stuff, too? Yes, I just fucking said it like four times. Bring your shit, too. Where did we leave off? I lost track.
Did you just read 18?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Bring a fat.
No, did you say you eat of the fat of the land?
Yeah, I said something about the fat of the land.
Okay, 45:19. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives. Oh, I just read that one. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so you read 20.
Okay.
Excuse
no, no, you just no, you no, you're
Pete's
actually. I don't. I don't think you actually read that, because now it says really? Wives and your father.
Because I'm sorry. They've said it so many times. Okay, 45:19. I'll just read it.
Okay.
So thou art commanded, this do ye, take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Yeah, I read that one.
Yeah, it's no. It sounded like it's before. I don't know. I've lost track here. So if our listeners get pissy that we're rereading this shit, it's all the fucking same shit all over again. 45:20. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of the land of Egypt is yours.
That's it. So don't bring the furniture, and don't bring
Don't bring your furniture.
Bowling trophies.
Yeah, don't
bring.
Just bring the important stuff. Just, you know, the gold and the silver and the sheep. But don't bring any of that ugly crap. You know, like that flowery patterning shit your wife put up in the kitchen and said that was gonna make it turn into the 1970s. Whatever that means.
For God's sake, leave behind the pink flamingos and the lawn gnomes too.
Yeah,
we don't want that here.
Yeah, we got some standards, man. I'm just saying.
45:21. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of the Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. So
he gave them a little put some gas in the tank for
they
both
got the
trips.
U-Hauls.
Yep, got the U-Hauls and made sure they paid in advance for the gas and everything like that, so he can make sure he can put everything in the wagons in this case and bring it all back. 45:22. To all of them, he gave each man changes of raiment. But to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. Okay, everybody's here. Everybody line up. I'm going to. There's 10 for you, 10 for you, 10 for you. Joseph or Benjamin, you get 50. What? More? Hey, how come he gets 50? More drama. More drama.
Yeah, more favoritism.
More favoritism, more drama. They're going to beat the shit out of... They're trying to... He's going to get them pissed off. He's going to beat the shit out of Benjamin.
Exactly. He's
we don't know what happened to Benjamin. He tripped and dropped all his money on the ground.
45:23. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father, by the way.
We didn't need to know there were she asses there. What is this important? Why is that important?
Because the lady asses are carrying the food, man. They're making the sandwiches.
it's so stupid. It doesn't even need to be there. There's no reason to. We got the male oxen and we got the female oxen. Okay, and we didn't know that. Just say you were bringing oxen. We already know they're oxen. We don't need to know that they're oxen. You know, we don't need to know their gender. Why is that goddamn fucking important? It's not important.
I have no idea.
45:24. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, see you next time. Come on, y'all back, you hear? No, he said, see that ye not fall out by the way. Watch that big hole at the end of the driveway. There's a big trip there. I've fallen in it twice myself.
Fall out? Okay.
Fall not out by the way.
Don't go on any side trips.
Hey, there's this red brick road. It goes out to where the whores are. Don't go out there. They're really dirty. I'm just telling you, those are dirty ladies. Just stay on the road, and you come back, and I'll get you some proper horse when you get back.
45:25. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob's their father. Well, that's awesome, because that's the whole fucking point of this trip.
That's right. It was like, yeah, we got there. Hey, we're back. Hey, Dad, we're back.
So they
thanks.
Went back.
Great. That's where I don't understand why they mentioned that other place to begin with. It's mentioned once, and that's it. 45:26. And he told him, please don't repeat the fucking story back again. And he told him, Joseph is yet alive, and he is the governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. Oh, we got shit out of Egypt. You guys killed everybody there, didn't you? Just like we did with that one place where we killed everybody because they slept with with my daughter. That's where you got all this shit, isn't it? You robbed them, didn't you? Good boys. You're my good boys. No, Dad, he's your son. He's really alive. We thought he was dead. Well, we sold him, but that's not important now.
Why would they lie about this?
They bring him a robe, his coat, and put blood on it, and they automatically believe, and he automatically believes he was dead. But he says, no, he's actually alive, and he's actually the thing there. Why would they make up this story? There's no precedent other than the fact is that the fact that he's been lied to about this.
Yeah. 45:27 And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, was revived.
Oh, goody. So it took the seeing the wagons. It's like, I don't believe you. Wait a minute. Where'd you get all the wagons from?
Is that the DeLorean? Is it a time machine?
Is that a time machine? Yeah.
It's crappy mileage, but look at the stainless steel exterior. Oh, my God. That's a good thing of beauty. I feel better now. Do I get to drive?
Yeah, I should drive that.
45. I don't drive a stick. I can learn.
45:28 And Israel said, it is. See, now they changed his name from Joseph to Israel again. Yeah. Nobody knows who this guy is. No one, no.
They keep changing. Jacob, Jisrael.
I'm just gonna start calling Jisrael. And Jisrael said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die." Well, I should hope so. No, I know he sent me for everything and sent you to bring everything back. But I'm just gonna sit here in the sand all by myself. Fuck him, even though he's my favorite son, and I didn't believe you he was alive until I saw all the wagons, but I'm just going to sit here in this hole in the ground and just wait until I die.
What is it about older parents that they feel the need to say, oh, I need to do this before I die?
Well,
this fucking guilt trip that they play on people. I don't understand it.
it's his bucket list. It's like, well, let's see. I've finagled all those people. Yep, got that done.
I
made up with my brother. Got that done. Yeah, there we go. And I didn't die yet. Got that done. And oh, my brother's. Oh, see my son alive again. Not done yet. That's on my bucket list. You know who we want also on our bucket list? The people to contact us. That's on my bucket list for people to contact us on Twitter. And Twitter at @ABANW podcast. And my other bucket list is for you to donate just a little dollar or two just to help keep the show on the air over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And my other bucket list is for you to like the Facebook page or facebook.com/ABANDNW. And to like our page over at the blog or go and look at the blog where you can read, listen to these podcasts at over at abandnw.wordpress.com, where you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Yeah. And you can send us your bucket list. Actually, don't, because we don't care.
You send us a bucket of chicken.
You can send us a bucket of chicken, or you can put money in the Patreon account so we can buy a bucket of chicken.
There you go.
And then we'll have a bucket, and we'll write a list on it.
I got a bucket.
You can send that over to the questions, comments, and love and hate mail over to send it over to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our main show. Put that on your bucket list. And you can find that on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes for us as well. And that's the other part of your bucket list. I'm giving you a bucket list of things to do. You didn't ask for it, but that's your bucket list.
There you go. A bucket of balls.
A bucket of balls. I'm not saying what kind of balls, because apparently the she-asses don't have any balls.
Last I checked, they don't usually have them,
No, not usually. Until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.